God raised Prophet Ibrahim's two sons, Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ishaq, peace be upon them all, to the rank of prophethood. Like their father, they too were chosen servants of God because of their devotion to him. God tested Prophet Ibrahim and his son Prophet Ismail by means of a sacrifice. He was told in a dream to sacrifice Prophet Ismail. This sacrificial event is one of the proofs of the strength of these two prophets' obedience and submission to God. God relates this event as follows in the verses. And we gave him the good news of a forbearing boy. When he was of an age to work with him, he said, My son, I saw in a dream that I must sacrifice you. What do you think about this? He said, Do as you are ordered, father. God willing, you will find me resolute. Then, when they had both submitted and he had placed him face down on the ground, we called out to him, Ibrahim, you have discharged your vision. That is how we recompense good doers. This was indeed a most manifest trial. We ransomed him with a mighty sacrifice. In his commentary, Omer Nasuhi Bilmen offers the following account. Prophet Ibrahim and his son obeyed and submitted to God's command, and Prophet Ibrahim laid his son's head to one side and accepted the task of cutting his throat. Understanding that his dream was a divine command, he was eager to discharge his duty and showed great fortitude and obedience to God's command. Then God blessed him, ordering him to sacrifice an animal instead of his son, and thereby saved Prophet Ibrahim from a self-sacrifice.